Regarding the first precept of non-killing, non-harming, what to do on a practical decision level regarding something like termites? I sold my last house because I didn't want to fumigate, but I can't keep moving. To avoid killing termites, ants that eat at a house. Thank you for your compassion and explanation. Yeah, it's tough keeping these precepts, isn't it? One of the things is that generally you want to be putting as much effort as possible into protection and being able to cut off the avenues of entry point and to a building, to trying to keep them, especially termites, from getting in, and that's good advice when you're building a monastery like we are, and you can do that at the front end, it's not very helpful when you're actually in the situation, or it's advanced to a point. There's a whole bunch of ways that one tries to do it in a using kind of things. I don't know. There's things that they don't like. And I don't know what termites don't like. I certainly know what. Using rather than actual pesticides, using them. Oftentimes things like tea tree oil, garlic, those are things that they really don't like, and so that if one can be using that as a spray, keeping them from coming in and going out, and that's a helpful thing. But there sometimes gets to a point where you kind of have to bite the bullet and accept the karma. Either that or move again. and that's, we ended up, say, Abhayagiri, we ended up facing that same problem. It's a public place, it was during the time when we were doing all the preparations for a change of use permit to get the permission to build the monastery, and there was county inspectors showing up there all the time, and we had a dodgy relationship with them, actually, with some of them. Some of them were quite nice, some of them not so. We started getting an infestation of cockroaches, and we did everything, and they just kept multiplying like crazy. And it was just
over a year and a half or so.
It was like a year and a half. It was awful, and they just got totally shameless after a while. They wouldn't even run away when you come into the room. They were in everything. I mean, they're inside the microwave. It was just awful. The hot water pump. It was just it was it. Exactly. and if we don't do something about this, I mean, it's just not safe. And Also, if a county inspector shows up and sees this, we're never going to get permission to have a monastery. We did a lot of chanting and sending loving kindness, and you know, this is your time to go. There was a lot of them there when the exterminators finally came. Even the exterminator was impressed at how many there were. It was bad.
I think that the salient point that you mentioned was that we didn't do it pretending that there wasn't going to be some possible karmic effect. It was we know that, you know, something, and we're willing to.
Yeah, this isn't wholesome karma. You know that this is not wholesome karma. You don't want to fool yourself that you're making merit. Okay.